All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Right After Dragons. Datsun Curry here for a little preview podcast.
Datsun, Curry, good. How are we doing? Looking forward to the weekend. Looking forward to this royal wedding coming up in House of the Dragon. And excited to break it down here with you in this preview.
Awesome. So we want to put a bow on last week's episode before we could spiral onto the new one, right? So
a couple things. You know, we do our instant reaction. We don't watch a lot of things before we get into our reaction. So now that it's been a few days, we've had time to collect our thoughts and see what else everyone else is saying about it. So the number one thing I think that we need to kind of readdress from last week is the intimacy between Daemon and Rhaenyra. You know, last week in our recap, we were kind of, did they, didn't they? What's going on there? And it's been confirmed by the director, the inside of the episode. Director kind of said, what happened was Daemon wasn't into it anymore because Rhaenyra was into it. Like, she was, kind of owning her sexuality. She was really into it. And that was like a major turnoff for him, and it's not the first time we've kind of seen him having erectile dysfunction, for lack of a better word. So that's straight from the mouth of the director. That's what was going on there. So they didn't have sex. He wasn't into, clearly he was into it when they were getting started, but then it reminded me almost of Daenerys, her first time with Khal Drogo, where first, Daemon's got her facing the other way, then she turns around, she's into it, and then that didn't do it for him. So
the rest is history. Yeah.
A couple other things aside from that. So a character who we've mentioned him before. He hasn't played a major role yet, but I think he likely will at some point, either end of the season or in the future. Is Sir Harwin Strong? So he's Sir Lionel Strong's son. He's one of the knights of the City Watch, Kingsguard, City Watch, not Kingsguard. And he was the knight that grabbed the princess Rhaenyra, when she was out on her excursion with Daemon. So he grabs her, he sees her, he knows it's her, and he says, next time you won't be so lucky, boy. So he's kind of playing along, he's letting her go. He also witnesses, that it's her and Daemon. So, that might get back to Lionel Strong, might get back to the king. I mean, it already got back to the king. But just something, to keep note of, the fact that Harwin Strong is aware of this. And this is now, he's seen her covered in blood, and now he's seen her on her street rat excursion. So, interesting character, and we'll see more of him going forward.
Yes, we're getting, it's like, we're so, the show is so central. It's like so central base, like such a tight nucleus. And there's just a few tangential characters out there that you can be like, all right, they're showing us this guy for probably a reason.
He's one of them. One of the main differences in House of the Dragon and Game of Thrones thus far is that, Game of Thrones, there were times when there was 5, 6, 7 different storylines going on all in one episode. You could barely keep track. So far in House of the Dragon, there's really only been one or two at a time. And it'll be interesting to see how that progresses going forward, if there's more storylines or if it remains central with Daemon and Rhaenyra.
Absolutely.
One last detail, we were talking about Braavos.
Yeah.
So we mentioned that Lord Velaryon was potentially going to wed his daughter Laena to the Sea Lord of Braavos, who we've never heard of before, and I forgot to mention the Iron Bank is in Braavos. That was a big deal in Game of Thrones. Yeah. The Iron Bank, they have more money than even the Lannisters, so the Iron Bank is in Braavos. I assume it's still there. It's there at this time, but I don't know that for a fact. But just something to keep in mind when we're talking about Braavos, because we could see that coming up in the future. And that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. When I hear Iron Bank, I think of Gringotts from Harry Potter.
I get that feeling.
But, all right. There, we put a bow on last week's episode. Title of the new episode.
Title of the new episode.
Hashtag.
And the hashtag is Hold on, let me confirm. I want to make sure I get it right. It's hashtag we light the way. And the hashtag is a little symbol. It's almost like a lighthouse, like a light tower. And that is those are the words and sigil of House Hightower. Interesting enough, we'll see. You know, we know this week's episode is going to be a royal wedding between Rhaenyra and Laenor, and we know Otto Hightower just got dismissed of his duties as Hand of the King. So it's interesting to see what his role and what his daughter Alicent's role will be in this episode that's named after their house.
Absolutely. It's telling. It's interesting. You would think that the Hightower clan would be taking a back seat in this episode, just because of what happened last week and the fact that, you know, all the focus is on the princess and her marriage and not the queen that's just chilling there. And I'm getting summoned at like 3:45 in the morning. But no, they're getting a title push here. And I think that's where we could see, you're kind of alluding to it, in your verbiage here. Yeah, I think we could see some happening with the Hightower.
Right, and for sure. Especially, you know, look, we know from the trailer and from the way the show has been going, we know there's going to be a wedding this episode. And if we've learned anything from Game of Thrones, it's that weddings don't always go to plan, and they're often chaotic. You know, back to Game of Thrones, there was the Khal Drogo and Daenerys wedding. It was a Dothraki wedding, a little different, but bunch of people died. That's what happens.
A little wild.
Wedding obviously was one of the biggest episodes in the history of TV. You know, in Game of Thrones, and the Purple Wedding when Joffrey ultimately met his demise. So we have a wedding this episode. The episode's not named after the wedding. It's not, you know, the Red Wedding or the Purple Wedding or anything like that. But we got a wedding, and it's going to be exciting. And I'm sure there's going to be some excitement other than just the nuptials of our princess Rhaenyra.
Got it. Pictures, though. Pictures are speaking 1,000 words, right? Talk to us about the still shots we're getting from
this week's episode. Right, so we got a lot of still shots from this week's episode. So we tweeted them all out. They're not spoilers. They're the official HBO promotional photo release. Usually we get... Where do we tweet them out? Right after HOTD, right after Hot D on Twitter. We usually get a handful, maybe somewhere between like 6 and 10 photos, you know, enough for like 2 or 3 tweets. This week we have, I want to say like 20, got almost double what we usually get. Let's see, 4, 8, 12, 16. We got more than that. We got almost 30. We got so many. We got a lot. Maybe 40. Now I'm scrolling through our tweets. There were a lot of tweets here. So we got a lot of photos, and again, they're not spoilers. They're the official HBO photo release, but they really don't leave much to the imagination in terms of what's going on in this episode. They're really letting you see it all. So we'll summarize it here a little bit because there's too many to just take it photo by photo. But we have plenty of photos of the wedding itself, so we can see who's in attendance. We can see you know, what they're wearing and who they're sitting with. There's photos we see, you know, we mentioned them earlier. We see the Strong brothers are both there, Harwin and Laris Strong. They're both there in attendance. You know, their father Lionel's in attendance. He's got a promotion. He's got the Hand of the King pin on his chest. So Lionel Strong is the new Hand of the King, which is appropriate. He's been giving good advice so far.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I mean, why are they showing this to us in the picture?
I don't know. I mean, if they're giving away this much in the promo photos, then there's got to be more that they're hiding.
We'll talk about it after because I want to get into that because I want to think back to last week when they were kind of doing the same thing.
Some more photos. There's a scene that we're going to see with Laris Strong talking with Alicent. It looks like the Godswood, but it could be at the wedding. Not sure entirely, but it'll be interesting to see those two characters interact. We haven't seen that before. We see there's some Kingsguard in attendance, as they should be at the royal wedding. There's Sir Harold, who he's the older knight, gentleman with the beard, the bald head. And then, of course, we have our favorite Sir Criston Cole. He's in attendance, and it'll be interesting to see how he feels about the wedding going on, if he has feelings for Rhaenyra, if Rhaenyra has feelings for him, and how he responds to her being married to Laenor Velaryon. Some more shots. Absolutely. We have
keep going.
Key shot. There's four pictures. It's almost the same scene. It's definitely the same scene, but can't really tell how it's changed. Is shots of Queen Alicent, and she's wearing this green dress, which, you know, we've seen her lately in red for the Targaryens. She's in this green dress. She's by herself. She's not with her husband. She's not with her father. She's just by herself in the middle. So it's interesting to see what's going on there. Is she plotting? Is she taking after her father, Plato? She's got something going on. Speaking of Plato, we see some shots of him. This looks like it's not at Driftmark, which is the seat of House Velaryon, or the island they live on, Driftmark. This looks like it's probably King's Landing. So we have... Say it again.
He's Pinless Joe out there.
He's not. He has no that pin. He did not return. Return to his own house. He stayed in King's Landing. It looks like he's still plotting, still advising his daughter, speaking to her. There's a horse. He's looking very grim, and it looks like it's snowing or raining. He's stressing. He's plotting.
He's a weatherman.
He looks old. Sure. So
some
other shots of the wedding. Some of the guests. We see Maester Mellos is there, just the worst maester, as well as looks like Lord Beesbury sitting next to him, master of, I think he's Coin on the small council. More shots of the wedding. We have Rhaenyra's got her hair. She's got a nice updo, the white dress. We have the groom.
Yeah. Big updo.
Laenor Velaryon, looking like Fernando Tatis Jr. He's decked out in gold. He's got the locks are flowing. They're back.
He's swagging.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good looking guy, and he's marrying the queen, so the princess. So he's got a big episode for him.
The heir. Yeah, he's about to be the king.
And it looks like the wedding is, in fact, it looks like is in King's Landing in the Red Keep, not in Driftmark. So they're going to Driftmark, and they're going to return because. You can see in some shots of the wedding, there's the Iron Throne is in the background. So they're having this all in the throne room, all this ceremony.
Got it.
What else do we have? There's some shots. This looks like it's probably early in the episode. It's in Driftmark where Viserys is speaking to Lord Corlys Velaryon. This is, if not the initial proposal, the first time that Viserys is speaking to Lord Corlys about it. His wife Rhaenys is there as well, Queen that Never Was. And there's a couple shots of her where she's just looking very concerned or deep in thought. So she's, you know, we know she's a political player. She wanted to be queen, you know? So she's...
She's active, yeah. She's an active participant.
Yeah, she's active. She's a political player. And she definitely has her hands on the pulse of all everything that's going on here with this political marriage.
Got it. Anything else for us?
A couple more. There's... shots that are clearly Driftmark where they're on the beach. It's Rhaenyra and Laenor walking, talking, getting to know each other a little bit because as far as we've seen on screen, they've never interacted together. They were both at the tournament.
Correct.
But he, you know, he was much younger than her at that time. Obviously, he still is much younger, but he was very small. So it doesn't look like they've never interacted on screen. But we'll see that this week for sure. And
now they're at least they are related, right?
Rhaenys Targaryen obviously is a Targaryen.
Wonky, yeah.
She is Viserys, I want to say like cousin.
She was like the cousin of the. Her second cousin. Is Viserys' dad?
Yeah, I think she's a cousin of. Viserys' dad or cousin of Viserys? I don't know. Look, don't look up the Targaryen family tree because it will spoil things.
Yeah, we can't. Avoid we literally can't because it's
they are related for sure.
Exactly.
And you know, no one really bats an eye at it. It's what the Targaryens do. And yeah, obviously, you know, we've seen her and Daemon, so she's not against any sort of incest.
Yeah,
Targcest. Anyway, so the last couple shots here that we haven't discussed. So there's there's four photos, maybe even more than four, of this woman in kind of like a brown bronze armor outfit. It looks like, and she's on a horse, and she's also with this older man. He's got gray hair, gray beard. Could be her father. Could be an uncle, older relative. And we don't know who this is. It's a new character. I don't recognize the sigil. It's nothing. It's not like an animal or anything. But we do see later that it looks like at least the man, it looks like he's at the wedding. So we know that they're presumably an important house, but we don't have a name. There's a lot of things going around on Twitter. I'm not going to spoil anything because trying to avoid spoilers, but we're introduced to at least two new characters, and they're going to have some importance, at least in this episode.
Important enough to get a damn still in the pre-week lead up. So last picture,
and you know, the last one we tweeted, not necessarily the last one in the episode, but it is we get a dragon shot. So looks like there's a smaller dragon kind of in the distance. I can't tell if it's Cyrax or Sea Smoke, but that's not the focus of the shot. The focus of the shot is the giant dragon in the middle, and that is Meraxes, which is Rhaenys's dragon. Meraxes is way bigger than any of the ones we've seen so far. Kind of reddish, similar to Caraxes, but bigger, thicker. Doesn't have that weird neck thing that Caraxes has going on, but the wingspan is huge, and it looks like there's a woman riding riding Meraxes, so I presume that's Rhaenys as well.
Got it. There it is. There's the stills for you. What's your
takeaway? My takeaway from the stills, going to have a wedding, obviously. It's going to be interesting. You know, keep your eyes on the strong boys, strong men, Harwin and Larys. Keep an eye on Allison. The episode is named after House Hightower, and you know, there's the only things we saw in the promo photos are Allison talking to her father, kind of in secret, plotting, and then Allison kind of almost making a grand entrance, or she has everyone's attention, it looks like, at the wedding at some point. So I think definitely got to keep an eye on her this week to make some sort of play.
Yeah, and then any
one thing about the photos, there was obviously someone missing is there's no photos of Daemon. So I could see that these photos being some sort of misdirection. You know, maybe Daemon makes a grand entrance and disrupts things. Obviously, we know, you know, last week he asked to marry. I think we could see Daemon making a surprise entrance, and that's what they don't want to give away. They want to draw your attention to all the other aspects of the wedding, and then surprise you with Daemon showing up. Maybe things get bloody. Who knows? But I do think Daemon's going to show up at some point, and I do think Daemon's a wild card. So we'll see what happens.
It would be very It would be very not Daemon for him to not.
Yes, it would be very out of character for Daemon to just chill and let this happen.
All right, so now going to the episode, Kurt, give me your general thoughts. Give me your general, where your head's at, what you're expecting. I know we touched it a little bit there, but what you want, what you expect, where your head's at.
General thoughts, you know, a little preview. We're going to start, I think we'll probably start just in Driftmark.
Oh.
I think, go ahead. Yeah.
Let me say one thing. This is our last episode with
Good point. It's our last episode with Millie Alcock as the main character, as Rhaenyra. And it's the last episode with Emily Carey as Queen Allison. I believe they're both together because they're like the same age. Why would they? Yeah, that I think Millie has been. Yeah, well, neither of them are dying. We have new actresses coming in, and I everyone says, you know, that they're both supposed to be great, but I think Millie has been great as Rhaenyra. It's going to be tough to see her go. We're going to get a time jump between this episode and next episode. Maybe during the episode it could be. I don't know. So that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
And yeah, it'll be different for sure, because we never had that happen really, you know, with Game of Thrones. Obviously we had Emilia Clarke from episode one all the way to the end, and the fans loved her constantly. So it'll be a change for sure, but I trust the showrunners here, that they had a purpose, and you know, maybe we'll see these two actresses in some flashbacks, you know, down the road.
Is the king alive after the end
of
this
episode? Is the king alive after this episode? I'm going to say yes, but I don't think he's going to die during the wedding. He seems to be struggling with the travel to Driftmark and back. He's definitely struggling with the lesions on his body and all that. You know, heavy's the head that wears the crown. You know, it's a stressful position, and it's taking a toll on him. I don't think he's going to. I don't think he's going to be killed. I think he's going to die of just disease and stress and all that, and horrible maester doctoring. So I think
yes. Because you put it this way, yeah. You got a new actress.
Is this going to be the last episode we see Viserys? Is the question. You know, it would make sense for them to transition to a new Rhaenyra, a new Alicent, and then boom, Viserys is dead. Like, that would make sense. We jump in the future and you know, we see him in a casket or something. So I don't think he's going to make it to two episodes from now. I don't know if he's going to die this episode, though. Does that make sense? Like I don't know. Could he be an off-screen death?
No, it makes total sense.
We'll see.
Crabbeater off-screen death. There's no chance he's alive at 10 p.m. Eastern a week from Sunday. But it's just a matter of if he's alive at 10 p.m. I think it's less drama-filled, because it's not like, all right, like, how's he going to die? It's like, it's more like, how hard are they going to press the fast forward button?
Yeah, it's a when. It's not a...
In terms of if he's alive.
It's not a how or an if. It's a when.
Exactly. So it's less of a sexy topic, for sure. Damon at the wedding, yes or no?
Yes. Yeah, Damon's going to show up to the wedding for sure. There's no bad blood with him and the Velaryons. I mean, they should be big fans of his. They should think of him as an honor guest, you know?
I put yourself in Damon's shoes. This is kind of cementing him not being the heir, right? This is kind of locking that in. He asked for marriage of the princess, like, blatantly last epi. I don't know. I mean, I don't see, this just seals his fate in terms of just the, you know, the piece of shit brother that never would have been the king, never should have been the king. And, you know, never really is needed anymore post this coming together of houses. I think that the two people we see their stances, in the House of the Dragons slipping away are Plato Hightower and Damon. And so I think that they are like the two, obviously two people to watch. We get no pics of Damon in the stills, which, like you said, I think is a big tell. And I think that the episode name is a big tell for the Hightowers to be making plays. So, because post this coming together, you know, Varys has been pretty stubborn on, you know, the princess is going to be the next one still, with some shakiness obviously throughout, and some people pushing him in directions throughout, but you know, they get this thing done. They get this contract signed here with this family, bring them together. It's like kind of locked up, and that screws Plato and that screws Damon. And those are two guys I don't see content with being screwed.
I think you're absolutely right. And just to touch on mm-hmm. the trailer a bit, you know, we don't need to break down the whole thing right now, but some of the key quotes, you know, the very end, quote from Plato Hightower, he says, he's talking to presumably Allison. He says, prepare Aegon to rule. He's not giving up. He wants his grandson on the throne. And then also another quote is from Rhaenys talking to probably Corlys, says something along the lines of Rhaenyra's claim will be challenged. Something like that. So they're setting them up for, you know, a battle of succession, which we've been saying that the whole time. And clearly the number one and number two contenders are going to be Aegon and Rhaenyra. Any children that Rhaenyra has will have a claim, obviously, and the Velaryons will probably support those children. And then Daemon, of course, you know, he's going to have mm-hmm. his claim. And you know, he's not going to go down without a fight. He's not going to, you know, bow out peacefully.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the show's about. That's what the show's about. Right? I mean, that's the whole, we got some, you know, crab feeder and all this nonsense, but the whole show is sorting this out, right? And so
fast forward 300 years, whatever it is, we get to Game of Thrones and the Targaryen dynasty is no more. And that wasn't just because correct. Of the Mad King. Obviously that was, you know, the final straw, but you know, there were no other Targaryens really mentioned that during Robert's Rebellion. There was, you know, the Mad King was stabbed by Jaime, and the Prince Rhaegar was slain by Robert by his hammer. So like that was it. There's no
correct.
Cousin Daemon or whatever. You know, there's no extended family tree of the Targaryens that was there to either, you know, make claims to the throne or to relinquish their claims to the throne to Robert. Like they're just gone, other than Daenerys and her brother. So that's the
correct.
You know, this show, we know it's going to, if not at the very end, show us ultimately the downfall of the Targaryens. It's going to show us at least, you know, there's turmoil and what leads to ultimately, you know, Robert's Rebellion and the Mad King. So I think we're definitely going to see conflict internally with the Targaryens. And remember the quote from the first episode from King Jaehaerys was, the House of the Dragon can only be, I'm paraphrasing at this point, can only be defeated by itself. Something like that.
Correct. And yeah, I think one thing, this is probably for next week though, but with the new actress will come, I assume, a new baby Aegon actor, right? And I think that character will be like such a central piece of this second half of this first season, because like that little man's like thoughts on all this is like ridiculously important, right? And so that's kind of going to be, I think we're going to maybe, I feel like this episode will probably feel like almost like a bookmark of like this part of, just because with the actors, and I don't know if I'm putting too much of an emphasis on the actors changes, but it's like, you know, we're going into a different spot post this episode. And so it's almost like a mid-season, like,
absolutely. And, end of chapter, I agree that like. The, you know, baby Aegon, he's going to obviously require a new actor. And I think that's part of the reason why they had to change actors for Rhaenyra, because,
yeah,
you know, Emily is 20 years old or whatever, and she ranges on the show from like 15 to 22, and baby Aegon is currently, you know, what, 3, 4, something like that, and he's going to jump ahead to like probably that. You know, 15-ish, if not like 18. So you know, they couldn't keep the same young Rhaenyra. So that makes sense. But no, I agree that there's going to be kind of the end of a chapter, I think, after this episode.
Got it. Any final thoughts, any predictions, anything you want me thinking about if I'm the listener going into this episode?
Yeah, I mean, I think number one, Viserys is on Death Watch for sure. I I don't know if he's going to be around by the time episode six is, by the time we get to episode six. So that's number one. Watch out, Viserys on Death Watch. And two, you know, Rhaenyra, last episode was a big episode for her. You know, she had this experience with Daemon, came back home and slept with Sir Criston Cole. So we know she is unconventional. She's not. She's the opposite of Alicent. You know, Alicent is duty and honor, and you know, married to the king and, mm-hmm. and doing his bidding, taking care of him, and a prisoner of her duty. And we know that Rhaenyra is the opposite. So even with this marriage, it's going to be interesting to see. You know, is Rhaenyra the type who's just going to be imprisoned in a castle and popping out heirs? No. So, you know, she's unpredictable at this point, capable of anything, even when she's married. So just mm-hmm. keep an eye on her.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one thing I'll just say is the sea snake has been kind of cast out for these last few episodes. You know, pretty much since that decision to marry Alicent. And, you know, he is just, I feel like he's just going to come out like swinging. Like he, not swinging, but just like be ready for him to be like a super important focus of this second half of the season, because he went from like power seat to like just kind of like out of focus for two or three episodes. And now it's like he's back. He's like Plato Hightower. He's like almost like getting in that Plotter Hightower like chair in terms of his relationship to decision makers.
Right. He's definitely he's back like the to power player. He's you know, the father of Laenor, who's now yes. marrying the princess. He's the father of Laena, who is also a bargaining chip, possibly marrying someone in Braavos, and you know, possibly marrying, I don't know, should marry someone else as a political move. So he's definitely, between him and his wife, they have a lot of political aspirations and a lot of power for sure.
Exactly. So that's where I'm at. Pumped for the episode. Excited. Think it's going to be great. Think last week, like we said, it was a plot epi. I think we'll get, you know, just ball moving epi.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think this will be one of the biggest episodes of the season. I think it's a wedding episode. You know, love weddings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wedding epi.
Mike, are you good? Make sure, rate, review, subscribe on whatever service you listen to podcasts. Yeah. We use, you know, mainly iTunes, Spotify as well. So rate, review, subscribe.
Yes. Awesome. Twitter, right after Hot D, right after HOTD for House of the Dragon. Give us a follow. Throw some likes. Vote in our polls. We're happy to have you. Until next time, which will be very much 10 p.m. Eastern on the live stream. All right. So for Curry, this is Dats. We'll hear from us next time, right after Dragons.